This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, country star Morgan Wallen.
I went and checked myself into rehab.
His first interview since his racial slur scandal. Then,
let it go.
Kim and Kanye's emotional reunion as the rapper breaks down. Plus, Whitney Houston's hologram gets a headlining gig. And Kevin Hart's prank payback for Nick Cannon.
Thanks, Kev.
Then, the jaw-dropping sum Dr. Dre was just ordered to pay his ex-wife. And new legal trouble for Harry and Meghan.
I will be petitioning the California courts.
Why her dad is making new threats as her half-brother gets a TV job. Plus, sex life's set secrets revealed, from the steamy scenes to the cast's real-life romance.
It was great casting. I'll put it that way.
E.T. starts now.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us here at the London West Hollywood.
Let's jump right in.
A number one music artist gets candid about his headline-making scandal. Rachel Smith has the story in Nashville.
Thanks, guys. It was not far from here that Morgan Wallen got into hot water for using a racial slur. And now the country star sits down for his first interview about that disturbing incident.
I went and checked myself into rehab. For 30 days, you know, just trying to figure it out. Why am I acting this way? Do I have an alcohol problem? Do I have a deeper issue?
I'ma need some whiskey glasses, 'cause I don't wanna see the truth.
Almost 6 months after the country star was caught on a doorbell cam calling a friend the N-word, Wallen followed up his apology.
I let so many people down.
With a GMA sit down.
There's going to be a lot of people who are going to watch this interview and say he's only sitting down because he wants to clean up his image. It's all a performance.
I understand that, you know. I understand that I'm not ever going to make, you know, everyone happy. I can only come tell my truth.
What made you think that the word was ever appropriate to use?
I'm not sure. I think I was just ignorant about it. In our minds, it's playful, you know. I don't know if that sounds ignorant, but that's really where it came from, and it's wrong.
Wallen's album downloads actually spiked nearly 500% after the video leaked. In fact, Morgan, who says he donated $500,000 to black charities, is the best-selling overall artist in the U.S. so far this year.
I love you more than a California sunset.
I'm torn about what message it sends. It was a good album.
Variety's Chris Willman, who reports on music, breaks down how Morgan benefited from the controversy.
It did get that weird extra boost when radio stopped playing him. People said, okay, we're going to show them. We're going to stream this even more. You know, the people out there were making a statement.
More music news now. Kanye's breakdown as Kim brings the kids to his album release party.
It's okay. He didn't speak? You didn't speak?
No.
It was a listening party, Gail. He just listened.
Kanye was nearly 2 hours late, performed without a mic, and wore a semi-sheer headscarf. At one point, the rapper dropped to his knees and cried during this track, 5 months after Kim filed for divorce. I lose my family. Kim, sister Khloe, and Kimye's kids were among the 71,000 fans watching Kanye promote his new album, named after his late mother.
Does he come to you before and say, I'm going to put this song out and get your approval beforehand? Do you guys do that?
Yeah. Yes.
Last weekend, the estranged pair looked to be getting along, reuniting with the kids. Our source says, quote, Kim and Kanye still have love for each other, but more so in a co-parenting sense. Let it go. Someone else Yeezy's getting along with, Jay-Z. The once feuding rappers collabed again as Jay dropped this surprise verse on Kanye's new track. This might be the return of the throne. Fans were shook, thinking the pair could be working on a follow-up to their 2011 collab, Watch the Throne. Jay-Z's producer says they finished less than 6 hours before the event streamed live on Apple Music. This is nothing new. Kim told us Kanye did the same thing for his 2018 album, Ye.
He, like, scrapped his whole album and redid it. I left to go home for, like, 2 days, and then I come back and it was a whole new album. So I was like, okay, you know, it's fascinating.
Also fascinating, Whitney Houston's hologram is getting a Las Vegas residency. Wearing a gold gown, then in ripped jeans, grooving with live dancers behind her, the hologram took 5 years to produce. An Evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston hologram concert, will launch October 26th at Harrah's in Las Vegas. Last year, the concert toured Britain.
I'm face to face with the Whitney hologram.
Back in 2016, I visited the green screen studio where an earlier version was being developed using a model's body.
Having stood next to Whitney Houston before, it's kind of eerie and amazing to be here, but I will tell you this, once this is perfected, it could be a game changer.
Of course, there is controversy, even though the show is sanctioned by Whitney's estate and overseen by her sister-in-law, Pat Houston.
Pat, what do you say to people who criticize the hologram?
Listen, naysayers are everywhere. If she were here and we were working on the hologram, we would be working on the hologram. We're doing nothing that she would not approve.
One of those naysayers, Whitney's cousin, Dionne Warwick.
Let her rest in peace. Leave her alone. You know, she's given her talent to you. Leave her alone.
Now, in case you're wondering how much seeing Whitney's hologram will cost, tickets start at $49 and go as high as $89. All right, well, let's move on to Mr. Kevin Hart, who just pulled the ultimate troll on his buddy and new dad, Nick Cannon.
Behold, the digital billboard Kev bought in downtown L.A., blasting out Nick's actual cell phone number, saying, quote, for any advice on fatherhood, call my best friend Nick Cannon. Nick recently welcomed 4 kids with 3 women within 6 months, bringing his total to 7. And get a glimpse of Nick's new normal.
Y'all got my number from Kev. Yeah,
thanks, Kev.
Some people are wondering if this could be part of an upcoming BET Real Husbands of Hollywood reboot. Either way, it's giving us life. Y'all know me, still the same OG. Meanwhile, life is going to get expensive for Dr. Dre in the wake of his billion-dollar divorce to ex Nicole Young. A judge ordered Dre to pay around $300,000 a month in spousal support, which adds up to around $3.5 million a year. And he's got to pony up the cash until she, quote, remarries or enters into a new domestic partnership, or the death of either party. Now to another potential court case. Thomas Markle just made this direct threat to daughter Meghan and Harry.
I will be petitioning the California courts for the right to see my grandchildren in the very near future.
Thomas has never met Archie or Lilibet, and according to the California courts, visitation is typically granted when the grandparent has a pre-existing bond and it's in the best interest of the children. Meghan's half-brother, Thomas Markle Jr., is also causing controversy. He arrived in Australia with Caitlyn Jenner to reportedly participate in Big Brother, despite thousands of locals being denied international travel home due to the latest COVID lockdown.
The network released a statement saying, quote, "Arrival of international artists in Australia does not impact or impede on Australians returning home from overseas."
Okay, now can we move on to a show that is really taking the idea of Love Triangle next level?
Yeah.
Sex Life.
Yes, it has been pretty steady in Netflix's top 10 since it premiered last month. And in case you haven't tuned in yet,
oh boy,
brace yourself.
These sex scenes, they're not just sex scenes. They are informing the emotional states of the characters. Sometimes we use examples from the animal world. Like this one is like, you know, like two snakes, bodies intertwining. And, you know, other times it was more graphic.
Kim Kardashian says it's her new fave show. And a certain shower scene has everybody blind reacting on TikTok, even Hoda and Jenna.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, is that real?
During episode 3, Adam DeMose's character turns around and nothing is left to the imagination. Adam has played coy on whether or not he used a prosthetic, but he did tell us what it was like filming all the sex scenes.
We had an intimacy coordinator, and you get there mentally because the rehearsals, you do so many of them.
What can I do to make you relax?
We really choreographed things and paid attention to, again, like the most minute detail would help really tell the stories of where these characters were at.
It just becomes sort of like a dance.
A dance that wasn't too uncomfortable for Adam and his co-star Sarah Shahi, because in real life, they're dating.
This is a sexy show and now we got a sexy relationship out of it.
I'm very grateful that I met him, and I'm just, you know, I'm grateful to be on this ride in general, but then to be able to share it with him is very special as well.
I'm not giving up on you. On us.
The series, streaming now on Netflix, leaves fans with a cliffhanger. A second season has not been confirmed yet.
The show is so freaking good, Sarah. It's so good. Are you ready for it to blow up this summer?
I mean, from your mouth to someone's ears, you know, I just hope they've got the same taste you do.
And here's a wild fact about this series. It is actually based on a true story. Yeah. Author B.B. Easton wrote about it in her memoir, 44 Chapters About Four Men.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
All right, now to your Big at Home with Katie Sagal.
Yes.
This is my piano, my Steinway piano that I just rebuilt.
She's had so many famous roles. Which one she's fighting to bring back?
This isn't over. I feel very optimistic.
Then the Power spinoff. We're with the star playing a young 50 Cent.
I see it now that I have the same haircut as him.
And Bennifer goes Instagram official, the star who captured them cuddling up.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Bennifer 2.0 has gone Insta-official, Hollywood's newest power couple posing with Leah Remini at Leah's 51st birthday party. And speaking of power, for so many years, I, like many of you, was hooked on the show Power, and then came the sequel, and now their universe is expanding again by turning back the clock.
Come on, man.
When they said I was playing 50 Cent, I'm like, I look nothing like him. Now I'm like, okay, I can see it now. I have the same haircut as him.
From the hair to the swag, former Disney star Mekhi Curtis takes on a younger version of 50 Cent's character in Power Book 3, Raising Kanan.
This is my story. This is the Southside Jamaica Queen story.
That's right. The Power series is getting fully recharged with this prequel that dives deep into the life of 50s character Kanan Stark.
Get out the way, man.
And his hustle to the top of a drug empire on the streets of New York City.
I think when people get a chance to see it, they'll understand what the hype is about.
Omar Epps and Patina Miller also star in the new Sunday night drama on Stars. How good is it? Well, it was picked up for a season 2 before the first episode even aired.
It's because it's that good.
Power is a phenomenon. Power has been so successful with Kanan Stark, who the Power audience were familiar with. They loved, hated. We get to now see what he was like and his influence and how that came to be.
How would you describe 50 as a boss?
I think 50's a genius, man. He has this image that people see, but then there's the real him behind the scenes where he's so giving and he really cares about putting people in positions to win.
And we also need to give a big shout out to Courtney Kemp, who created the Power franchise. And did you know Power Book 4, Force, is already in the works. Expect it early next year. All right, up next, a powerhouse mother-daughter duo.
I just feel like I'm saying double here.
I love it.
I keep saying that we're the Judds.
Country music star Sarah Evans with her teenage daughter turned pop sensation.
She was practicing harmony and she was like 5 or 6.
Then...
Love and marriage.
Katie Sagal's Married with Children Memories, stories you've never heard about the original cast.
The original pilot had 2 different kids.
Welcome back to ET at the London West Hollywood. Can we take a second to talk about a star we've been watching for years, one of my all-time favorite TV characters?
Yes.
Peg Bundy, Miss Katie Sagal.
Yes, and in this ET exclusive, Katie talks to me about her favorite roles to date, starting with the show that taught us all about...
Love and marriage.
Married with Children.
Love and marriage.
I'm going to play a little something for you.
Oh, my God.
Do you think America's ready to see characters with faults?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That there was so much stigma about... this perfection stuff on television.
I still feel the exact same way.
I was told I would never work in television. You know, you're just not TV type. I said, excuse me?
Am I the only one getting turned on here?
What was your favorite part of playing Peggy?
It was just a big to like all those people that said, you know, no, you're not the right type.
What would you do, Mom? I'd quit school.
The original pilot had 2 different kids. We then, when we got picked up, they replaced them with Chris and David, and that was instant chemistry.
Do you have any mementos from that set?
I have her hair, because it was a wig. This is when I knew we were successful. They finally broke down and bought me a wig, because they're not cheap. And until then, I was ratting up my own hair, dyeing my hair. It was so finally, after 3 years, they were like, yeah, we'll give her a wig. So I have the wig in a plexiglass box. In a basement.
Other TV secrets Katie shared? She almost didn't get the role alongside Kaley Cuoco and John Ritter in 8 Simple Rules.
The network was nervous that it was gonna be Jack Tripper and Peg Bundy. If it wasn't for John, he kept saying, she's the one, she's the one. This is my piano, my Steinway piano that I just rebuilt.
All right.
And you
know,
guitars that I plunk around on and my bongos.
Katie showed me around her LA home where she's taking the summer off with her husband and kids. But the 67-year-old is in the middle of a TV battle over her show, Rebel, which was inspired by Erin Brockovich.
That's my definition of evil!
It's 5 episodes in, and all of a sudden, ABC cancels. Was there any warning?
It was completely shocking. But for whatever reason, that decision was made.
Let's talk about what the fans are doing.
So apparently, this is what I know, there's one fan, she started this petition, this Save Rebel petition. And it just caught on. Thank you, wherever you are, because it was fantastic that that happened.
Hashtag Save Rebel produced results, and it's really sort of fitting that Katie, who has 87 credits to her name, will now have all 10 episodes of Rebel streaming on IMDb TV.
You should watch it. It's pretty good.
What's the happy ending to this drama? Is it a season 2 order?
This isn't over. I feel very optimistic.
Katie is still staying busy, though. She will return to guest star on Dead to Me with her Married with Children daughter, Christina Applegate. And Katie is back on The Conners as John Goodman's fiance. All right, now let's head back to Nashville and Rachel with another ET exclusive. Hey, Rach.
Yeah, Matt, country superstar Sarah Evans is ready to show off her pride and joy, her equally talented daughter, Olivia. You were
born to fly. I just feel like I'm seeing double here. It's so fun.
I know.
I love it.
I keep saying that we're the Judds. Like, that's our
it's
our joke.
Kind of true. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the
suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Yeah, Olivia got it from her mama. Sarah's 18-year-old mini-me has never had a formal voice lesson, but started singing backup for Sarah at age 15. And we were at home with the mother-daughter duo right before they hit the stage to perform at the Grand Ole Opry.
She was practicing harmony and she was like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And so we heard her singing, how great is our God. But she was doing this really wide vibrato.
I was so dramatic.
It was so dramatic. We were dying laughing. And so then when you were about 12, I think you started obsessing over Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't though,
yeah,
right?
That's when it happened for me. I don't care about.
Now Olivia is branching out on her own. This month she released her first pop single, Of Course I Do. My mama says
you
ain't there.
You said you pulled maybe a little bit of a Taylor Swift in the writing process.
Yes. Oh,
how so?
I went through a bad breakup and then it was like the perfect storm of like everything came together because I had inspiration.
Do you feel like you're ready for dating? Are you looking? Are you single? Ready to mingle?
Oh, have you seen her video?
Yes. The guy in the video can ask, oh! What? You are dating the Patrick Schwarzenegger lookalike?
Yes, he's cuter
than
Patrick.
So So, do you like this young man, Sarah?
He's wonderful. He is wonderful. I love him. He's so sweet. So far, so good.
It is good to know that this boy is mama approved. All right, coming up, Chris Paul gives back. Your secret celebrity renovation primetime preview is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
All right, before we go, we got a little something for the folks out there, don't
we? Yes, we have a little sneak peek of tonight's secret celebrity renovation on CBS.
Look, Chris Paul may have come up short in his quest for an NBA title, but he is a true champion, though, in this episode. Bring the tissues, y'all, because you're going to cry. Take care, everybody.
So Grandma is literally your biggest fan.
It's not even close. I can't wait to see what her reaction is.
Hey, Granny.
Hi.
This has got to be weird. You're about to knock a wall down at your grandma's house.
I'm sorry. I promise you I'm sorry, but it's all going to be worth it.
They're here.
This small token of appreciation is something that's special.
You ready to see your house?
You ready to see it, Granny?
Okay.
You sure?
I'm ready. All
right.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.